Next patient we're going to do is going to be a quick follow-up on a patient by the name of Juan, J-U-A-N, Franco, F-R-A-N-C-O. Mr. Franco is a sixty-six-year-old gentleman with history of head and neck cancer, period. Patient's head and neck cancer has required chemo and radiation therapy. He was most recently on Taxol as well as Keytruda as well as carboplatinum and paraplatin, P-A-R-A-platin, in the past. The patient presented to the emergency room on and or about 15th of this month, where he was complaining of chest pain, shortness of breath, and not feeling well. He's also lost more weight. His chemotherapy has been discontinued because he was not able to tolerate the chemotherapy as prescribed. He was found to have 25%. Bye-bye. Did you do it?
Yes.
Okay, good. 25% increase in baseline of the extensive recurrent tumor of the left neck. There's extensive progressive recurrent tumor on the left lower posterior lateral neck extending to the axilla and a chest wall that can be correlated with a chest CT. Also, tumor thrombus suspected in the left subclavian vein and pulmonary metastasis. Bye. Period. New paragraph. Patient subsequently was stabilized and the emergency room was started on pain medication. Long conversation with family ensued, which furthermore showed the fact that patient is no longer a candidate for chemotherapy, and given his worsening symptoms, he was admitted to hospice for further care, period. He now has pulmonary metastasis, new pleural lesion, new bony metastasis, new pleural effusion, and atelectasis and or pneumonia, period. On hospice, patient will require pain management. His pain was reported at 8 out of 10. His KPS score is 30%. He's expected to do poorly in the next few weeks, and death will be imminent at that time, period. Family aware of his grave prognosis, and the patient will be taken home to his family with his wife by his side, and the hospice with the help of hospice care to usher patient into death in a comfortable and humane manner. Thank you. That's on Juan Franco. Now we're going to do one on Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Kirkland, K-I-R-K-L-A-N-D, Michael Kirkland. And let's see, what can I tell you about him? Mr. Kirkland is Mr. Kirkland is a 61-year-old gentleman being recertified for hospice for with history of end-stage COPD, hypertension, pneumonia, pulmonary hypertension, large cyst on top of his head. Chronic shortness of breath. Patient is requiring nebulizer treatment on a regular basis as well as O2. He has a KPS score of 40%. He's much more short of breath than when he came on. He's lost 7 pounds. He's not eating. He's in pain and suffers from pain and anxiety, requiring medication at all times. He's at a high risk of fall, and he's spending most of his time in bed, about 12 to 18 hours a day, or sometimes all day long, because the fact that any kind of movement in and out of bed or any type of movement in general causes patient to have severe pain. Period. Let's see. Furthermore, patient has abdominal pain and constipation on chronic basis. Peripheral edema secondary to pulmonary hypertension and core pulmonale. KPS score of 40%. He has He is responsive, but at times very confused, most likely because of his severe COPD and his anxiety. His skin appears to be intact at this time. He's tolerating the O2 at 2 liters most of the time quite well. He has issues with sputum production, secondary to COPD, most consistent with chronic with chronic bronchitis type COPD. And overall prognosis remains poor, and he's expected to do poorly. He's definitely regressed significantly since last recertification, because I mentioned above, and expected to live less than 6 months. Thank you.